Real quick, before we get into the show, I wanted to share a new service called Getida that Ken and I have been using that has made us over $10,000 in Amazon reimbursements. The service requires no monthly subscription, and Getida collects a small percentage of the money they recover for you. It takes less than 5 minutes to set up and works on all Amazon marketplaces. Go to Getida.com, G-E-T-I-D-A, and enter promo code FTM400. That's FTM for firing the man 400 to get your first $400 in reimbursements commission free. How much money does Amazon owe you?
You know, if you go to your compensation adjustment meeting and you think you're worth $10,000 more per year, damn it, build a business that pays you twice what you're being paid right now.
You know, there's no excuse of, hey, I don't have, you know, connections, or I don't have a lot of money, or I don't have this, or I don't have that. You don't have to.
I hope to share these types of stories with our listeners to help them avoid the 40 to 50 hours of learning how to do Photoshop when there's a $10 option.
One huge mistake that I made early on in my business, and it cost me, you know, tens of thousands of dollars.
Literally every topic, I feel like I have learned from the School of Hard Knocks. And I want to share every single one of those with our listeners.
And I want to live my life doing the things that I want with the people that I love.
Welcome, everyone, to the Firing the Man podcast, a show for anyone who wants to be their own boss. If you sit in a cubicle every day and know you are capable of more, then join us. This show will help you build a business and grow your passive income streams in just a few short hours per day. And now your hosts, serial entrepreneurs David Schomer and Ken Wilson.
Today's episode is the first step on your journey to achieving freedom and firing the man. Today, Ken and I are going to talk about what firing the man is all about, specifically what you're going to get out of this episode, and what you can come to expect over the coming months out of Firing the Man podcast. So, Ken, what can our listeners expect to gain from listening to this podcast?
The listeners for this podcast, they're going to learn, you know, how to start their own side hustle, their own business. They're going to get insights from you and I. You know, we each have, between the two of us, 5 or 6 years experience, recent experience of starting multiple businesses and bringing them to six figures. And you know, along the way, we've made probably dozens of mistakes. I don't know about you, I don't want to speak for you, but I've made dozens of mistakes myself, and I've learned from those, and you know, I'm going to share everything I've learned with the listeners. So in a sense, you get to kind of skip the line, you know. What else are the listeners going to get from the show, David?
One thing I want to do to make this podcast different is to tell the listener everything I know. And I'll give you an example. When I first started out, I watched a lot of gurus on YouTube. And they would tell you, you know, say the topic was PPC. They'd give you a little teaser. They'd tell you 30% of what they knew. And then they always had something to sell. If we're covering a topic like PPC, I'm going to tell you what's working for me. And if I'm not the expert, in fact, I am not, I sub that out to a consulting agency that we'll be bringing on the show.
Sure.
We're going to bring those experts on. And when you listen to this podcast about PPC, you can be damn sure that you're getting all the relevant information.
You know, we both have analyzed our entire business and thought, okay, well, you know, these are some things that I like to do. These are some things that I do not like to do. These are some things that I enjoy. And these are some things that are not a good return on my time. And, you know, so that's more stuff we're going to discuss on the show is, you know, what is a good return on your time and what's not.
One thing that makes our situation unique is we have full-time jobs. And I think a lot of people start that way. They have a full-time job. They have an inflexible schedule. They have a boss they hate. They have something that just isn't, they just have something that isn't jiving with their lifestyle. And they look to something like e-commerce or building an income stream so they can spend more time with their family, spend more time doing hobbies. And I would not advise, you know, I think the route that we've taken is the right one. Don't quit your job tomorrow and then start something. Start something, build a platform, and give yourself an excellent exit opportunity. You know, if you go to your compensation adjustment meeting and you think you're worth $10,000 more per year, damn it, build a business that pays you twice what you're being paid right now. I mean, go out and get it. And after some time, you know, it's not easy, and we'll be sharing our story about that. But, you know, if you think you're undervalued, go out and build something that properly compensates you for your time.
My background, my story includes, you know, I have a large family. I grew up not in poverty, but you know, we were not wealthy. I have no wealthy relatives, and I have no connections, right? Like, I don't have a, you know, Uncle Bobby that's a senator or anything like that. You know, so everything that I've done, I've had to learn and build slowly, right? So, you know, there's no excuse of, hey, I don't have, you know, connections, or I don't have a lot of money, or I don't have this, or I don't have that. If you have a goal and, you know, you set your priorities straight, right? You take the time every day, spend an hour or two every day, and build towards something, it'll be there through hard work, determination, and consistency.
You know, one thing you mentioned was starting out part-time and with hard work, determination, and consistency, figuring out a way to make it work with your full-time schedule. And I think that's something else that people can expect from this podcast is, you know, I spend 1 or 2 hours a day on my business. It is before work. That's when I'm working on my business. But then I have a full-time job. And I think a lot of our listeners, they have full-time jobs. They have families. They have practices. And it's tough. It's tough starting a business. And it's really tough starting a business when you already have 8 hours of your day eaten up, or 10 hours of your day eaten up by a full-time job. And that forces you to be efficient and look for ways to be more effective in building your business.
You know, like you said, a few hours a day, you're working 8 hours a day. You know, everybody has 24 hours in a day. It's how you choose to spend it. So for me, early on, I had a 1 hour commute. I would listen to YouTube channel podcasts for 1 hour on the way home. And then I would execute on what I learned that day. Once my family went to bed, we had dinner, you know, the kids went to bed, and I would spend 1 hour every night executing, taking action on what I learned. And over, you know, a period of, you know, 3-4 months, that adds up.
I think you would agree, if I could do it all over again, oh man, there's a lot of things I would do differently. And that's what I hope to bring to this podcast. You know, one story that comes to mind: on Amazon, you need to have an all-white background for your hero image. And I could not figure out how to do that. I had no background in Photoshop. And if I would have known that you could have outsourced that for $10, that would have saved me 40 to 50 hours. You can have this done. I would have never even bought the license for Photoshop. And so I think, I hope to share these types of stories with our listeners to help them avoid the 40 to 50 hours of learning how to do Photoshop when there's a $10 option.
One huge mistake that I made early on in my business, and it cost me, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. So anything over 18 inches in a box over 18 inches is considered large size, and the fees are astronomical if you're selling products that are less than $20. And my product at the time was, I think it was like maybe $12 or $14 at the time. And I packaged it in a box that was 18 and a half inches, right? So the fee was, I think the fee to ship that damn box was like $11, right? So here I am. I purchased this. I think I bought, I don't know, 5,000 units, 3,000 units. I can't remember. I had them sitting there all in, had them in the warehouse, 18 and a half inch boxes, and Amazon started shipping them and charging me. So every one that I sold, I lost like $4 on. That was a really big mistake. And so Amazon has, there's lots of tools out there, and we'll share them as we go along on the show, and, you know, how to vet your products, how to size them, how to package them. You know, packaging is huge. You know, not only the size of the package, but what's on the package. You know, how does it look to the consumer? Does it have a, what's the user experience in opening that package and the product? Like, you know, David, you and I have been through lots of times where we, you know, hey, let's improve this, let's change this, and, you know, so our customers are happy. So, yeah, we have a lot of experience on tweaking those and making sure they're the right size and, you know, user experience. What are they going to get when they open the package? But, yeah, that's that's one mistake that comes to mind that I am happy to share. So, you know, so if it helps someone else not make that same mistake. And yeah, we have, you know, between David and I, we have a book of mistakes that we're going to share on the show.
Absolutely. Every topic, right? PPC, I've screwed that up. Listing optimization, I've screwed that up. Online marketing, I mean, literally every topic, I feel like I have learned from the School of Hard Knocks. And I want to share every single one of those with our listeners.
You know, I get questions all the time. And it was one of the things that, you know, made me want to start a podcast is to share. You know, there's so many people out there that want to have a side business. They want to, you know, sell on Amazon. They want extra income. They want the freedom, right? And, you know, after speaking with so many people and, you know, answering lots of questions, and I thought, well, let's just get a podcast going and we can reach more people than, you know, standing in a corner at a meetup and talking to two or three people. You know, we can help as many people listen to the podcast.
Ken, when I met you, one thing that really stood out was that you were an avid reader, an avid podcast listener, and you had attended more trainings than anybody else that I knew. You know, I really like wrestling, and in wrestling, you always describe the person as the technician. He's not the strongest, he's not the fastest, but they really know the fundamentals. And that's one thing that in our earliest conversations, I knew that you were a technician. So talk to me about your learning path, how you got to where you are, and how we can take that and leverage it and deliver value to our listeners.
Well, thank you for that. That's very nice, David. I would say that I'm half of a technician, and the other half I'm a steamroller. So I study something to the point of knowing as much as I can about it, and then I run right through it. And then I pause, and then I see what worked and what didn't, and then I go from there. So, yeah, you know, when I first discovered, you know, hey, I've wanted to be a business owner my entire life, and I did not have confidence for that. We'll talk about that later on another show on how I overcame that. But when I decided, hey, you know what, I'm going to start a business, and so I spent roughly 2 months studying everything I could, reading books. I purchased multiple courses on e-commerce, specifically Amazon sales channels and e-commerce in general. You know, I consumed hundreds of hours of podcasts, multiple YouTube channels. Like I said, I absorbed as much as I could to overkill, and then I steamrolled right through it, and I started.
Say you consume 100 hours of content, whether that be podcast, YouTube, you name it. Out of that 100 hours, how many hours actually deliver value to your business?
For every 100 hours of content that I absorb, you know, it's tough to say. I would probably peg it to maybe, you know, maybe 5% that's like truly, you know, action items where I can take action on. So yeah, maybe it takes, you know, 100 hours and you get, you know, 5 hours of action items.
And it's those 5 hours that I'm excited to deliver to our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you've ever read a business book, you know, I'm a self-admitted business book junkie, but God, you got to sift through the shit to get the good stuff, right? And if you're short on time, you don't have time to sift through the shit. If I'm doing dishes, man, you know, I'm listening to podcasts, but more or less I'm sifting through a lot of information to find that 5% that you're talking about. And that 5%, man, it's so valuable, but there's not a great spot to go out and get it. For listing optimization, you could write an entire book, or you could listen to a podcast with, you know, 30 minutes of all the need-to-know stuff. you know, the nuts and bolts. Nothing speculative, nothing flashy. What's working right now for us?
Sorry to interrupt the episode. You may have heard Ken and I talking recently about a new tool that we're using for Amazon refunds. Now, I have used other refund tools like this. However, I can tell you in the first 7 days, they scrubbed the back end of my Amazon account going back 18 months and found $5,000 of refunds. And the nice thing about this is it's my money. Amazon made a mistake and they are just auditing my account. The other thing I really like about this tool is there is no monthly fee. They only charge a commission if they are successful in getting you your money. Go to Getida.com, G-E-T-I-D-A, and enter promo code FTM for Firing the Man, FTM400. This is an awesome tool. Can't say enough good things about it. Now, back to the episode.
So, David, you know, on the topic of the, you know, content, can you share with our audience, you know, just some of the sources? Where do you get your content? You know, what do you like? And, you know, what are you going to share with the listeners?
So, like I said, I am a self-admitted business book junkie. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you guys. I also like self-help books and self-improvement books. And there's a negative connotation there. But, you know, one thing that's really helped me in my e-commerce business is optimizing my life. You know, I'll take a book like Miracle Morning, and we could do a whole episode on that. But I optimized my mornings, and that allowed me to really start grinding on my business in the mornings. It wasn't just wake up and do a couple things. It was wake up, get energized, and get rolling. And so there are, and the same thing with self-help books. You know, 5% of it is great stuff that can really make a difference. But the other 95% of it's kind of fluff. And fortunately, I enjoy sifting through that. But and just to give some specifics, we're sitting here in the podcast studio. I've got a line of books behind me. And I really think you can tell a lot about a person by looking at their bookshelf. And so I'm just going to pull a couple books off the shelf and show you what I'm reading. So we've got Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. That is an excellent book. It's interviews with probably about 100 of the top performing people in the world. Snowball by Warren Buffett. You know, he is the king of finance, and there's a lot of lessons learned, both in his business and in his life, that can be very helpful. The Lean Startup. If you're planning on starting a business and you don't have a ton of capital, this is an essential book to read. 4-Hour Workweek. If you're listening to this podcast and you have not ever listened to the 4-Hour Workweek, I want you to hit pause. I want you to go over to Audible or go to your local bookstore and get 4-Hour Workweek. That book changed my perspective on life, on how I spend my time, and it extends beyond business. You know, that's where I really became a Tim Ferriss fan, was the 4-Hour Workweek. The Miracle Morning. This is probably my favorite self-help book. This is about optimizing your mornings. And if you have a full-time job, you got to either burn the midnight oil or grind it out in the morning. It's one or the other, unless you have a real cush job that allows you a lot of time throughout the day. This is an excellent book, and I really do think we should do a full podcast about it. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, again, changes the way you think about money. It changes the way you think about your house, your mortgage, buying new cars. It is just as much a life improvement book as it is a book about finances and managing your money. You know, those books are what have really made a big difference in my life in the last couple of years. And as the show goes on, Ken and I are constantly just mowing down content. And if we have specific books or specific podcast episodes, we'll certainly share those with you.
Yeah. So, David, you know, as we sit here and, you know, and take this first episode, which is really exciting for me. You know, it's been a fun and exciting project to work with you on. And as we developed this podcast, we thought, you know, about the name, right? Everybody thinks the name. Like, what are you going to go with? So, you know, after a while, we decided we're going to go with Firing the Man. And so, can you share with our listeners, you know, what is that about? Like, who is the man, and where are you going to fire them?
The man, to me, has been an ever-changing being, a couple years ago when I got into e-commerce, I wanted to fire the man because I wanted to go fishing and hunting and spend more time outdoors, spend more time with my girlfriend. And that was a good reason at that point in my life. A couple years later, I wanted to fire the man because I wanted to spend more time with my wife. And I didn't want to sit in the car for an hour a day, one way, 2 hours round trip, going into work. And a month ago, my wife and I welcomed a little baby boy into our family. And that's the reason currently why I want to fire the man. I hate in the morning having to leave to work, leaving my son. These days are limited. That's one thing I've learned when I had a kid was everybody said, enjoy these days. You know, blink of an eye, they're gone. And I think to myself on these commutes, what the fuck am I doing? Why I'm missing out on this. I'm missing out on this time with my son. And that is, you know, that is currently why I want to fire the man. And I think it really all boils down to freedom. And that is a term that I think really gets overused, in, especially in the e-commerce industry. You know, you see these people that say, do you want to drive a Lamborghini and live in a mansion in L.A.? Do you want freedom? And that's fair, right? That's freedom to some people. But right now, at this current stage in my life, freedom is quitting at 4 p.m. and spending the rest of the night with my wife and my son. Freedom is going on a vacation and not having to worry about work emails. Freedom is about doing what I want to do when I get out of bed in the morning. And it's odd living in the U.S. It's the freest country in the world, is what we hear. But you ask most people, all right, you're free. What are you going to do tomorrow? I've got to go to work. I've got to go to this meeting. I've got this conference call. I've got all these things I have to do. And I look at, you know, I look at my life. I look at, you know, the standard American life. And I have to ask, are you actually free? I don't think so. And so, you know, for me, firing the man is getting more freedom, being a better husband, being a better father, and making the best out of my time, my most valuable asset, my time. There's a, I'm sure it's out of one of the 100 self-help books I read, but it's, they say, you know, the average person has 30,000 days. And when you can think about that from two perspectives, one is at 30,000 days, that's a lot of days. But I would argue not. I mean, you know, you think that how easy would it be to blow $30,000, right? Dollar a day. It just, when you really think about it, man, that's not a lot of time. And that's if you're freaking lucky. That's if, you know, you have your health, nothing crazy happens to you, you don't get into a car accident. And I want to make the best of my time here. And so when I think of firing the man, it has nothing to do with my current employer, but it has everything to do with how I allocate my time. So Ken, when we were brainstorming ideas, we had a Google Doc and we were just putting everything on the paper. And you were the one that came up with firing the man. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. There's something about it that really resonated with both of us. So tell the audience, what is firing the man to you?
Okay. So firing the man to me, a lot of people would think, oh, you know, you want to fire, you know, your boss, you want to, you know, you want to do this, you want to do that. Firing the man to me, it has a lot of meanings. I think, you know, my mortgage company, you know, that could be the man. I have pressure to pay my mortgage, you know, my student loans, my car payment, you know, spending 8 hours a day in an office in a cubicle, you know. So the man to me is anything that I don't want to do, right? So, and it all comes to, like we discussed previously, is freedom, right? So I want to wake up every day and I want to live my life doing the things that I want with the people that I love, you know, in my life, whether it's a job, whether it's a mortgage payment, whether it's credit card debt, that's the man to me. And, you know, everybody has the man in their life, right? And, you know, one way out of that. One way to fire the man is to build a business and to replace your income with your business income, passive income. That's the man. And on a side note, the man could also be, you know, the annoying ass person that sits next to me in the cube that smacks their gum when I'm trying to work. Or it could be the person at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that makes a bag of popcorn, and I hate popcorn, right? Well, I'm forced to sit in that damn cube and work, right? Like a guinea pig in a little hamster, a hamster and hamster wheel running around, you know? So the man is a lot of things. And one of the things that, like you mentioned, I want to spend my time doing the things that I want to do. And, you know, if I have a full-time job, can't do that.
Absolutely. You know, the man is at jeans day. The man is the guy that says, hey, we appreciate what you've been doing for the company. We appreciate your hard work. And in exchange for all that hard work, we're going to let you wear denim pants this Friday. Jeans day. You got to be kidding me. You know what I mean? You talk about freedom. You talk about being free. Yet you have somebody that grants you permission to wear a certain type of fabric. It just is ridiculous.
Right.
So Ken, we like to leave our listeners with one actionable step that they can take to work towards their goals of building an online business. What's the one action step this week that our listeners can take?
I think one easy action item that you can do, it's totally free. You go out and you get the app Meetup, right? And download it and put in your interest and find groups that can help you. Find like-minded people. That's actually very interesting. That's how you and I met, David, at a meetup, right? You started a meetup. You wanted to find like-minded people. And, yeah, there it is. So go out, get the app Meetup, and go look for business groups. Look for like-minded people.
Absolutely. And just a little background. Meetup.com, although it does sound like a dating site, it does. I was like, what if my wife finds Meetup.com on my phone?
Right.
And but a little background on Meetup. It is a platform that allows people to set up meetups. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Set up times, typically at a restaurant or at a bar, to get together and talk about a certain topic. And, you know, I founded the St. Louis e-commerce club Meetup. And before I knew it, we're at 150 members right now.
That's huge.
And it's a great way to meet people. I think, and even if there's not an e-commerce meetup in your area, if there's something that has to do with business, I mean, we drill down to e-commerce as like it's this super niche area, but it's 2019 and everyone has the internet. I mean, e-commerce is huge. And so if there's anything business related, real estate related, just go out and meet people. And Ken, you say it all the time, the fastest way to the top is to find somebody who's already made it to the top and ask them how they've done it. Stay tuned for these. We're going to have these every week. Actionable steps that our listeners can take.
If you like today's episode and would like to hear more content like this, smash the subscribe button now.
Boom.
Before you go, we wanted to share a new service that Ken and I have been using called Getida that has made us over $10,000 in Amazon reimbursements. The service requires no monthly subscription, and Getida collects a small percentage of the money they recover for you. It takes less than 5 minutes to set up and works on all Amazon marketplaces. Go to Getida.com, Getida.com, and enter promo code FTM400. That's FTM for Firing the Man 400 to get your first $400 in reimbursements commission free. How much money does Amazon owe you?